Well, good morning and welcome to Party Line. I am your host, Wendy Corr. It is going to be a great day here in Cody Country. Enjoy the heat while we've got it. But in the meantime, we're going to be talking today. It's all about art today. Art and artisans here on Party Line. And for the first half, we've got Denny Hammer and Yancey Bonner. And they are here to talk about By Western Hands, which is a new concept built on an old idea. I guess, Yancey, I don't know that I explained that very well, but it really is a fantastic concept that explores the idea and talks about making a permanent home here for Cody, Wyoming, and Western artisans.
Right. Building on what began as the Western Design Conference and evolved into Cody High Style, By Western Hands is continuing that legacy to celebrate the legacy that we have, starting with Thomas Molesworth and going through Mike Patrick and Jimmy Covert and Ken Siggins and John Gallus and all of our local artisans here, to ensure that we develop a permanent home for that craftsmanship here in Cody.
And I think it's a fantastic concept. And of course, Denny Hammer, you've been in on this. There's a whole group of you that have been in on the ground floor of this. And you were on Speak Your Piece yesterday, really exploring that. Today, we want to really focus on the events that are going to be happening next week that are happening at the same time as the Rendezvous Royale is. So, Denny, tell us a little bit about what the events are next week.
Right. So next week, we have Rendezvous Royale Week, which is a very prominent and very exciting week of activities here in our community. And the By Western Hands organization has been a part of this for a long time, but not necessarily under the moniker By Western
Hands.
Exactly,
yes.
So the artisans in our community that do woodworking, beadwork, metalwork, all the guys who have been participants in the previous Cody High Style exhibits and the Western Design Conference, they kind of live, I wouldn't say in the shadows. Many of them are very well known for what they do, but many of them, they work alone. Mm-hmm. They're craftsmen who are very much into what they do. They produce some exquisite pieces of furniture and other materials. Like I mentioned, the different medium that everybody works
right.
in. So what By Western Hands does is our mission is to promote these individuals. And we do that by putting on events and do some marketing for them and that sort of thing. That's the essence of what we are. We're here just to promote them. So one way that we've been doing that, and it's been done for a number of years, is to work with the Rendezvous Royale Committee, and through that whole week, we celebrate the arts by involving the artisans in an exhibition.
Okay.
And that exhibition has taken on different flavors over the years.
Right, but different now names and
right,
places.
Right now, it's basically it's an exhibition of their work. There's no sales on the premises. This is all takes place on the campus of the Center of the West, Buffalo Bill Center of the West.
Okay.
So there's no sales that take place there, which is a little different than a lot of the conferences that these guys may go to. But this is just to demonstrate and to display what they're capable of doing. And with that, people come, look at their work, and then maybe walk off campus somewhere and talk about a piece or if they want to commission something. But again, we're all about promoting them, and that's what this is about.
So this exhibition that's going to happen next week, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, what are the times and where is that going to be?
So the museum, Center of the West, calls it the South Lawn. So I don't think there's anybody in town, I mentioned this yesterday, that doesn't see that great big white tent of the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale.
That's right.
So we're going to be located between that great big white tent and the actual Center of the West building. We're the smaller tent, still a fairly large tent, but we're the smaller of the two.
Okay.
And that's where we'll be.
And so this is going to be on the 21st and the 22nd. These are going to be from like, what, 10 to 5? Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then on the 23rd, which is that Saturday, it'll be from 8 to 2. It's going to be going at the same time as the quick draw.
Right.
So you can just really get your fill of all of those wonderful things in those 3 days. You've got a special presentation on the 22nd.
Okay. Yes, we do. We have Phil Huber. with Woodsmith Shop Television. If anybody watches public TV on Saturdays, there's a whole series around noon of woodworking shows. Mm-hmm. And this particular show has been on the air. This is its 11th season. And they primarily, it's a how-to show. They build the little projects and that sort of thing. But Phil is going to be here. He and his wife are going to be attending. And they're going to be our featured speaker on Friday, the 22nd, at 2 o'clock in the co-auditorium. And this is free and open to the public. And I would imagine, given the interest that people have in this kind of DIY sort of approach that we take to things these days, that it may be pretty crowded. So if you're interested in going to that, I would say get there early because there will be limited seating. I'm not sure exactly what the co holds, but it's a couple hundred. But nevertheless, I would come early. And I think it's going to be very good. Everybody says, well, what's he going to speak about? Well, the title of his presentation is Finding the Future, Craftsmanship, Community, and History.
Very good.
So it's a kind of a broad topic, and we're excited to see where it takes us. But we're excited to have him come. And he's also a multimedia editor for Woodsmith Magazine,
okay,
which is one that I get, actually, and I find very useful. Again, it's a do-it-yourself kind of approach to things, but looking forward to it.
So this is going to be, the presentation is going to be on the 22nd at 2 p.m. at the co-auditorium. It is open to the public, free.
Right, free, as is the exhibition, is free as well.
So just go down to the smaller tent on the south lawn of the Buffalo Bills Center of the West, and it's going to be open on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week during Rendezvous Royale week. And, of course, this is then launching into a larger topic, which I know you covered yesterday on Speak Your Piece, of the bringing this by Western Hands experience to a permanent home in Cody. So this is an opportunity for people to really get out there and experience what this is going to be all about.
Right. And able to ask us questions. Yancy, did you want to add anything?
I don't think so. I think we would just really like to encourage the public and the community members of Cody to come down and see what these artists are doing. Yep. The work is truly extraordinary, and we're very proud of the work they do.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you both so much for coming on the show today. I know that there's going to be a lot of lead up to this, and I hope that everybody gets out and enjoys and experiences not just the beautiful artwork for the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale, but the artisan work that's going to be promoted there by Western Hands. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Wendy.
You bet. And thank you, folks, for tuning into the first half of Party Line. We will be back in just a couple of minutes.
The other day, an ESPN anchor demonstrated it's possible to expose yourself as a narrow-minded pinhead in less than 140 characters. Jemele Hill, the co-host of SportsCenter, lashed out at President Trump in a series of tweets, calling him a bigot, ignorant, offensive, and a white supremacist. She also said he's unqualified and unfit to be president. Ms. Hill concluded her Twitter tirade by pointing out that if Trump had not been white, he never would have been elected. Could you imagine an ESPN anchor saying something like that about President Obama? She offered no concrete proof the president is a white supremacist, just a bunch of ad hominem attacks. Now, ESPN used to be a sports network. Now they are dedicated to promoting the far-left ideology of the tolerance and diversity crowd. So I was a bit surprised when they called Ms. Hill's tweets inappropriate. I figured they would have just given her a pay raise. I'm Todd Starnes.
Well, welcome back to Party Line. So glad to have you with us today. For the second half of Party Line, we're going to be talking with Deanne Ide and Kathy Thompson about the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale. Deanna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good. How about you, Kathy?
Oh, I'm great, too.
A little stressed? Is there
this is
pressure?
This is when we start having fun, because happening.
All right. Well,
it
good.
It is happening.
And that's just right. It is happening. And Deanna, there's so many things that are going to be going on as far as events. Do you just kind of want to run down real quickly some of the high points that begin Monday? I mean, we're talking less than a week away.
Yeah, things are definitely starting to happen. We have different classes that the public can attend, as well as lunch and lectures. So a couple of the events, we have Painting on the Porch, which I hear is actually sold out. Is that correct, Kathy?
Yes, it is. We're pretty excited about that.
Yep, and that was with Jessica Garrett. That is at the Wapiti Lodge. So just one of those events that's so exciting that it's already sold out. Colorful Canvases with Larry Pierney is coming up on September 21st. That's at Buffalo Jump Winery. That's going to be an exciting event. How many tickets do you think we still have left for that, Kathy?
We just have a few left on that as well. This will be another great intimate way to learn to paint with one of our Buffalo Bill artists that's been in the business forever.
Well, and I just love the fact that this so incorporates the entire community. I mean, the county, we're really stretching all of this, and I just think it's fantastic. What are some of the other events that you've got?
We have a lunch and lecture with Peter Hasrick on September 21st as well. That's $50. The seating is limited to the first 150 registrants. That's going to be a really great talk. As you know, Peter Hasrick is so involved with the arts and very knowledgeable, and I'm not sure exactly what he's, it's going to be Arts in Cody, the Whitney Legacy is what he's going to be talking about, so it's going to be pretty great.
Yes, that is absolutely, so that's the lecture, we've got the classes,
yep,
what
yep.
else?
The Quick Draw and Brunch is on Saturday, and we can talk about that. It is a great event. It's kind of high-paced in the powwow gardens. We have about 35 artists this year that are going to be painting, sculpting, creating a piece of artwork in about an hour and a half.
And this it's my favorite. I mean, it really is my favorite event for the whole week. Are there tickets still available for
tickets
that?
Tickets are available. They're $45. We have in the past allowed the public to come and view the quick draw on the powwow grounds at no cost. And then once they enter the tent, there was a fee. This year, we are making it mandatory to where we do have a $45 fee for adults and $20 for children.
Got it. Okay. So that's just it. I tell you, this is a fundraiser. And that's the thing that we have to remember is that this is a fundraiser so we can continue to do these things.
Right.
And plus the fact that the paying people, you know, they paid a premium to be up and close to these artists. And it was getting so crowded that even the paying people couldn't, you know, really view. So it's a great event. It's well worth your money. Huge brunch and a great way to really see it. There are free demonstrations all around town.
Right.
And
where can we get a full list of where these demonstrations are going to be and where all these events are going to be held?
They will be online under the rendezvousroyale.org.
Okay.
My voice is...
That's okay.
Living along here.
Yep, you've got the BuffaloBillArtShow.com or the RendezvousRoyale.org to see all of the list of the events. But you can also stop down at the Chamber and pick up a list of the events, too, and just see if there's something that might be of interest to you.
And, of course, you've got the silent auction going on. And you've got the big auction that'll happen on Friday night, the 22nd.
Which is super exciting. Kathy can talk more about that. But... how many artists do we have that are going to be up selling live auction this year?
Well, we have 106 pieces of live auction that will be on that runway on Friday night. It's very fast-paced, very exciting. The buyers have been gathering, and we still have a few tickets left for that event. I always have extra tables in the tent just because people come to town and never been and...
they say, why not?
Why not? And they come back then year after year. But we also have extra tables in the tent for the quick draw.
Oh, good. Very good. Now, I know that we're running out of time here. And I know that you've got so many sponsors and volunteers. That's what makes this work.
It really does. This whole town comes together for this great week. Volunteers certainly give up their time, but they gain a lot, too. They have a lot of fun. And this is really one way to support the arts is to volunteer for the artists. The other thing is there's an art walk on Thursday evening where the reveal of the Buffalo Bill bench. Will
yeah,
be
that's a whole, and that's a whole nother topic that we aren't going to really have time to discuss today.
Come and get those schedules and see what's available and free. But think about supporting what we do here to bring so many people to town.
Absolutely.
That's right. And, you know, whether you're coming to a paid event or coming to some of the free events, these are local artists, national known artists from around the world and the U.S. And if you want to come down and grab a catalog for $45, that's something that you can take home and have those pieces of art On your bookshelf, on your coffee table, and it's absolutely gorgeous this year. We also have new artists. That's so exciting to have into the event this year too. So
everything kicks off on Monday for the events for the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale and Rendezvous Royale. And you want to be able to go down to view this artwork. You can just go into the center of the West, correct?
That's correct. And there'll be the miniature show to look at and then the live auction pieces and the silent auction pieces.
And they're all open to the public.
Open to the public.
You walk in the museum and you say, I'm just here to see the artwork for the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale. And they'll give you a sticker and you walk right in.
Go right in. Or you can say, I'm here to buy some art and check out the silent auction and do a buy it now.
And what a great plan. I love that. Thank you so much, ladies. I know you've got a lot to do to get ready for this next week. But
Thanks, Wendy. Thank you
for all that you do.
Absolutely.
In getting this put together.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, folks, for tuning in today. Have a fantastic week. We will be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, stay tuned for Speak Your Piece in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to KODI, Cody, Wyoming, and KZMQ, Grable, Wyoming.